All the major world religions promote the practice of penance and sacrifice, especially as it is carried out through fasting. Jews have their solemn holy day of atonement called Yom Kippur. Muslims have the entire month of Ramadan. And we Catholics have Lent, beginning today, of course, with Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is really a unique kind of day. Along with Good Friday, it is the only day that we are told how we are to fast, to abstain from all meat, and not to eat between meals, and to have only one large meal for the whole day. And because of that, I would guess that most of us probably have to stop and remind ourselves to do things differently today. It's not what we're used to. And especially since today is also Valentine's Day. And so, that being said, you can't take your wife or husband out for that delicious steak dinner after Mass tonight. And so just what are you going to do for supper? Most of us are probably going to struggle through this day and then breathe a huge sigh of relief tomorrow. But instead of fretting about this stuff for just one day, why not use the practice of Ash Wednesday as sort of a preface for what lies ahead of us throughout this whole season? Because when it comes to fasting, we Catholics are really kind of wimps. Muslims, for example, during the whole month of Ramadan, fast from sunrise to sunset with nothing to eat or drink, including water. And so we'll give up our gum or our candy or our coffee or our cigarettes for the next 40 days, and then we'll merrily return to them come Easter. And so, will Lent really be much of a learning exercise at all? What Jesus is telling us in the gospel is that it's not so important what we do, but why we do it that makes an action fruitful and therefore pleasing to God and to others and ultimately even to ourselves. Because the whole purpose of Lent is to bring us closer to God and to others. We do that in our suffering, as we are united with the suffering of God in Christ on the cross. We do it through our penance, as we are united with those who sacrifice every day. Let the three things that Jesus mentioned in our gospel this evening truly speak to us. True almsgiving means sharing with others what we most want to keep, forcing us to ask what's really important in life. And our temporary fasting is meant to put us in solidarity with those who live deprivation and loss on a daily basis. And our prayer is meant to make silent time so that God can speak his words of truth and love in the very depths of our hearts. The ashes that we display on our foreheads will be gone by the time we go to bed tonight, and certainly by tomorrow morning. But Lent lasts another 40 days. Long after the ashes are gone, what's going to remain? Let the mark of those ashes sink in. Let them mark the transformation that you want to happen in your hearts.